This week, the WA government decided to lift a moratorium on fracking after an independent scientific inquiry declared the practice safe. Now, there are caveats. Fracking will be banned in much of Perth and the south of the state. It'll be limited to existing petroleum leases, and native title holders will have veto rights. The north of the state has a long history of environmental action and industry, a division that has created tension for decades. And now activists say the state's decision marks a new chapter. Emily Jane Smith with this report.
The remote north of Western Australia is gearing up for a fight.
It is the next chapter, and unfortunately now the next fight is even more personal for myself and my family.
Bart Pigram is a Yarru man from Broome, and mining exploration licences are scattered across his traditional lands. The WA government's lifted its moratorium on fracking, and while Yarru native title holders can veto any proposed developments, Bart Pigram and other environmentalists are not taking chances.
We fight for our passion for the country. And the environment. Simple as that.
A familiar divide is emerging across the Kimberley between those who are welcoming the economic opportunity promised by industry and those who fear the environmental consequences of mining. The split goes back 40 years when the Yingora community protested the exploration of lucrative oil reserves, putting land rights on the national agenda.
21 people had been arrested by police at the Noonkanbah turnoff.
Thomas Skinner is the chairman of the Yingora Aboriginal Corporation.
Well, when you're young, you don't know very much, but we learned at March and everything. My old man was there.
But now Thomas Skinner and his community are welcoming development.
Because we can't be, keep living the way we are living.
The community have spoken to big players in the energy sector to discuss plans for fracking. And with poverty rife in his community, Thomas Skinner is desperate for opportunities for young people.
We've got to think about the future as well. We just can't be going backward. We've got to move forward a bit,
It's a position that puts them against environmentalists in the Kimberley, and it comes after a tense few years. Back in 2013, the campaign against a proposed gas plant at James Price Point sparked further division in the community. Bart Pigram again.
And so you sort of saw the whole community fractured. It was a very, very traumatic time, I can remember.
Environmentalists chained themselves to trucks, blockaded pathways and chanted in the faces of politicians. Woodside Petroleum put a stop to their gas project for financial reasons, but that decision left some people disappointed, including Broome barbershop owner Stuart Gallus.
It was a no-brainer, should have gone ahead. I knew if it didn't go ahead, the town would suffer. And it has suffered greatly.
Stuart Gallus and others advocating for development welcome the government's decision to now allow fracking.
We need industry here in the off-season to keep the businesses running.
But he knows it could continue to divide the region.
We're now making a recovery, and now we've got more protests.
Broome business owner Stuart Gallus and Emily Jane Smith with that report.